Justin Graham was a regular at Sault Ste. Marie's Walmart Supercenter last summer. But the 32-year-old wasn't there to make purchases, but rather to make off with shopping carts filled with merchandise. He pleaded guilty Monday to 18 offenses stemming from incidents that occurred in July and August. Graham was convicted of 4 counts of theft from the Great Northern Road department store, as well as 6 charges of failing to comply with a release order requiring him to stay away from the business. He also was found guilty of 7 counts of breaching probation, and a single offense of failing to report to a bail supervision program. Ontario Court Justice Melanie Dunn heard the man had no fixed address and was bound by 2 probation orders at the time of the offenses. City police were contacted on July 25, when Graham attempted to leave the store with $2,000 in merchandise. He was nabbed and all of the items were returned, Assistant Crown Attorney Stuart Woods said. 2 days later, the accused, who was on an undertaking to not go to Walmart, showed up there again. A security camera detected Graham stealing a $500 generator, which was never recovered, the prosecutor told the court. On August 11, police again received a call from the store, about a man, clad in black, and known to employees, leaving the store, again without paying for merchandise. Officers located him in the vicinity, with $220 in items, all of which were retrieved. He was released from custody at 3:38 p.m. and immediately returned to the store. Security spotted him at 4 p.m., but he didn't go inside, Wood said. Graham was arrested 2 days later, after city police received reports of a man, wearing a black sweater and jeans, leaving the store with a cartload of stolen items. He was located in the area with $650 in merchandise, Wood said. 4 days later, on August 17, staff confronted him with $1,300 in pilfered products, food items and tools, and chased him out of the store. He returned at 5:10 p.m., and again was kicked out, Wood said. Graham left the scene on a bicycle and was located at a nearby LCBO outlet. Wood said he was arrested and held for bail court. On August 23, a Walmart manager contacted the police, when Graham was in the store at 8:15 a.m., breaching undertakings and release orders. The Crown and defense lawyer Jessica Belisle jointly recommended that Graham be sentenced to time served, plus probation. Wood said the accused has been in custody since September 2, a very lengthy time, for property offenses. He called the sheer number of offenses, and Graham's persistence in returning, and committing, the same offense over and over as aggravating factors. In less than a month, he was shoplifting at Walmart on 4 occasions and repeatedly commits other offenses by going back, when he has no business being there. Woods described his criminal record as recent and lengthy. Belisle said her client's record began in 2020 when the pandemic hit. Graham lost his job, couldn't support himself, became vulnerable and addicted. The 18 charges he pleaded guilty to, including the number of breaches in such a short period of time, brought home to him today the importance of probation orders, she told Dunn. He sees this as an opportunity to turn the page. Calling the sentence fit and fair, Belisle said he is taking responsibility for his actions. Graham understands he can't go back to Walmart and won't. When asked if he had anything to say to the court, he responded, "No thanks." The judge agreed to the lawyer's joint position. With the credit he received for his pre-sentence custody, his time served is recorded as 282 days. "This is a significant sentence for what some people might consider minor property offenses," Dunn said. She noted Graham has an extensive criminal record with similar offenses and flagrant breaches of court orders. "His guilty pleas are meaningful," the judge said, "and his addiction explains why his record didn't start until 2020. Graham will be on probation for 18 months and must stay away from Walmart and the LCBO on Great Northern Road. As well, he must take any recommended assessment, counseling and rehabilitative programs for substance abuse." Dunn also imposed a standalone order requiring Graham to pay $500 restitution to Walmart. He was ordered to provide a DNA sample for the national database.